Inmate Warren Lilly has been carrying out a politically motivated hunger strike for the past 5 years. This February, he filed suit to force the Department of Corrections to adopt a consistent, humane policy for keeping him alive. At this week's hearing, he told Dodge County Judge Andrew Bissonette, "The abusive force-feeding methods used at the Dodge County Correctional Institution are violating his right to protest peacefully."
The fact that I can take the hunger strike to a level that may or may not put my health in jeopardy is actually the meat of the protest. If I'm not allowed to take my protest to that level, then essentially the state has removed my voice.
But an attorney for the Department of Corrections says the prison has a legitimate security interest in keeping Lilly alive because his death might lead to a prison riot or lawsuits by his family. But Judge Bissonette disagrees. He says the DOC has to establish a humane policy for dealing with Mr. Lilly and other hunger strikers.
When Mr. Lilly is 168 pounds as compared to 127 that he was at the end of February, there isn't any reason to strap him into the restraint chair and shove the tube up his nose. In fact, there's no basis for that.
Lilly is currently eating a small amount of food but has vowed to resume the hunger strike when these court proceedings are completed. His protest targets the racial disparity in the Wisconsin prison system. He's serving time for a brutal attack on his ex-wife. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.